How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And I'm Mateo.
And this is This Week in Skating. We are coming to you live.
From Montreal at the World Championships, we are currently sitting in the press conference room recording. This is day two. We are in between. Men are happening right now. I think the third group is on the ice at the moment. But we're actually, all three of us are together for the first time. Mateo arrived for the first time today, and we got to meet Mateo, and we are so happy. We're sitting right next to him. This is hard to believe, so.
I know. We have been working together on IDC for a couple of years now, and so you've also been helping us on the podcast. And to have you here in person, it's just like the three musketeers, I think.
Yes. Absolutely. It's fantastic to be here and finally see each other in person. We had a few Zoom calls here and there, but it's not the same.
No, it definitely is not. It's funny, when I was on my way here, I was at the Boston airport and I took a picture of this Bruin, which of course the Bruins play at TD Garden. That is the site of next year's World Championships. So I got a little bit excited thinking about we're coming here, and then it passes the torch to Boston next year, which Gina and I went in 2016, and it was so much fun. Cool to be in places in the garden that I never had been before.
Yeah, down in the mix zone, there are some representatives from, I believe, Visit Boston, who are having the skaters pose with lobsters. And I was talking to one of the guys, and he was saying, I said, my first Worlds was in 2016 at the TD Garden. He said, wait until you see the changes, the leather seats. So I'm very excited, told him I can't wait to get to Boston, but I'm really excited being here in Montreal. So far, so good. Day one of competition. We're in day two. It's been a really good event so far.
Yeah, I'm excited, you know, also for Boston. Maybe we'll get some of the Meet Boston folks on to talk about it later once we get closer to that event. Mm-hmm. But focusing on Montreal, the one thing that stood out to me yesterday that wasn't on ice related was the fact that the stands were pretty packed. Now, yes, there were seats here and there that were open, but there seemed to be so much worry before this competition that there would be anyone in attendance. And from what I understand, Friday and Saturday are going to be even more packed. So I think Montreal and Skate Canada have done a fantastic job of making sure that the athletes will have an audience there to support them.
Yeah. When you come to an event, you kind of forget what day of the week it is. Like, so I have to keep reminding myself today is only Thursday. So yesterday, the first day, it was Wednesday afternoon at 12 noon. And there were so many fans in the stands for the pair short program. All of the pair athletes that I talked to and then other media talked to said what a great crowd it was for the first event of the day at 12 o'clock in the afternoon on a Wednesday. So yeah, you kind of forget what day it is when you come to a competition, but it's still a work week. You know, people are still in work and school up here in Montreal. So it was nice to see a good crowd on Wednesday here.
Yeah, and even on Tuesday night when we got in before we went to a media reception on Tuesday, we stopped by to watch some of the dance practice, and there were quite a few people here. It wasn't the level that we saw at the competition yesterday, but there were a lot of people in attendance, and I think it's just been building all week, and I'm so excited to get to the ice dance tomorrow. It feels a little weird for me because usually ice dance at other competitions I go to, ice dance is earlier in the week, or it's you know, kind of peppered in, and it's not really like that here. So I've kind of been shooting some of the other disciplines, and you guys may have seen some photos on social media. I have a few more to post today. I'm probably not going to shoot today just to give myself a break because, you know, covering the sport for IDC plus thinking of this weekend skating and recording this podcast, there's only so much you can do. So I want to make sure to pace myself so I can get through this whole event.
Yes.
And to give a bit of context to everyone, for us media, it's almost like we are also doing a competition in itself, because we got to go from one floor to the other, do that one thing, the competition, and go to the press conference room and back because the next event is starting, and then go to the mix zone. There's quite a lot of that. Let's say that the step count is always massive. Yeah, always.
Yeah, Daniel was telling me her step count from the other day, and it was tens of thousands of steps. Yeah,
yeah.
It was a lot. Yeah, it's. I think Montreal so far has been a great host. I think things are relatively close for us, but it's up and down. And you just have to, once you figure out where everything is, it's easier. At first, it's kind of like any competition that we go to. We're trying to figure out the lay of the land so that we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And they've done great because even in the elevators, there are like markers of each floor and what's on that floor, and I think that's been really helpful to be able to gauge where we're supposed to be going. But this is a competition unlike any other that I attend, so it's been amazing to be here so far. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for the events that are coming up today. Do you guys have anything to add before we start talking about the pairs from yesterday?
I think just briefly, but we're probably going to mention it when we do the reviews, is how great crowds are here as well. So having been to the European Championships in January in Lithuania, the atmosphere was phenomenal. But that was not just because there were many people, but because they were also supportive of each skater, despite of the nation they were coming from. And we can already witness the same thing here. So I'm quite excited to see what the next days will bring in relation to that.
Yeah, there were tons of flags.
Yes. That was one thing I was going to note. It's not all, you know, they're not all just cheering for Canada. The support was being felt for all of the athletes, whatever country they represented. I know the U.S. said it felt like they were home a little bit because there was a lot of support from the U.S. since we are pretty close. But all the countries, you know, again, really, the crowd has been great so far, and I know it's going to get better as the week goes on. So if people are listening and haven't been or they're coming, get ready. It's been exciting, so I look forward to seeing the rest of the week, what the week is going to bring.
One thing, too, I want to add that I think the overarching theme of yesterday was if you had a rough start to your season, you're going to come to Worlds, and it's going to all come together. Because there were performances last night in the pairs and the women that blew me away. Because I wasn't sure what to expect. And on multiple occasions, it was just a nice surprise to see that. I was so excited for that piece of it. And I think it's really just, that was what was set yesterday. What we see today could be a completely different theme. So who wants to kick us off with the pairs?
So the Paris event ended with the Canadians Diana Stelato-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps in first place with 77.48, which I believe was their personal best. And they had a stellar performance. They did everything that they had to do. The crowds, of course, were extremely supportive. And we are very happy to see them ending the short program in first place, because that means a lot to both of them. And we are keeping our fingers crossed for them today. But if you look at second, third, and actually a few places below that, in second place we have Riku Miura and Ryuichi Kihara of Japan, which are back this season after having missed a lot of competitions. They actually ended with a score of 73.53, and they had quite a good skate, actually, compared to what we've seen at Four Continents. In third place, the Italian Sara Conti and Nicolò Machi with 72.88 points. Again, they had a really good skate. They were very pleased with their end result. And they also didn't have probably the season that they were hoping to have this year. Not bad, a bad season, but not as strong as the year before. But they are back now. They are there. They're looking at the prize. They want to get on the podium, and they will fight as much as they can today. But the reason why I was venturing 2, 3, and actually a few positions below is that they all have just a point away between each other. So in fourth place, you have Germany's Minerva, Fabian Hasse, and Nikita Volodin with 72.10. And in fifth place, Anastasia Metielkina and Luca Berulava of Georgia, which are the junior world champions. And they are here also posing a threat for a medal and a podium finish. So it's going to be quite exciting to see what happens today. In sixth place, we have Maria Pavlova and Alexei Sviatchenko of Hungary, which, again, they are just a couple of points away with 68 points. They've been a strong team throughout. They've always almost ended in fourth place across most of the competition they had this season. But they are there to fight as well. And as we know, nothing is given after the short program. Anything could happen in the free skates today.
One thing that stood out too is the number of pretty clean skates that we got to see yesterday. The pairs event as a whole was one of the better pairs events that I've ever seen. I think seeing the reaction, like Nicolò, when they finished that performance, he was just so excited. Seeing Riku and Ryuichi come back to this competition and put out that performance yesterday, they were the skaters that we know they are. And it's worth saying, you know, injuries do impact skaters, and the timing isn't always right. If I look at Emily Chan and Spencer Howe, of course, of the U.S., have been dealing with, Spencer had shoulder surgery back in May, and they've been coming back little by little. What we saw at this competition in their short program was a lot better than what we saw at their short program when we saw them at the U.S. Championships, but they're still on their way back. It's going to take a little bit of time, and I think yesterday's performance was a good one for them.
Yeah, actually, Emily and Spencer, I talked with them after their short program, and I said to them, how are you feeling about going to compete your free skate for the very first time this season? That's hard to think that the World Championships, you're competing one of your programs for the first time. And they feel ready. I felt like they looked a lot better than we saw in Columbus. I was very tentative, his shoulder. Just some of the lifts, he just looked like he was still struggling. But yesterday, I did not feel that watching him. I felt he looked much better. Another thing, with Riku and Ryuichi, my first reaction was they're back. That, seeing that program, seeing that short program, I was like, they're back. It was great. Another one who.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month?
They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster.
That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Another team who's been dealing with an injury this season, and definitely we're looking much better here in Montreal. As you said, Daphne, pairs event as a whole was just good. We had a lot of good skates. Both all the other two Canadian teams with Leah and Trent and Kellyanne and Lucas, they talked about skating in front of a home crowd and what the expectations were of that, and that they said it was a once in a lifetime experience to have a Worlds at home. Even for that, one of the teams, it's their first Worlds. I was very impressed with the pairs event, and it's so weird that we're going to close out pairs tonight before we've even seen dance. I just never get this schedule, but it is what it is. So yeah, we'll have to see who's going to be gold, silver, and bronze tonight.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how this all plays out. I think we should also mention Annika Hocka and Robert Kunkel of Germany. They skated really well. And I was excited to see Lucrezia Beccari and Matteo Gorice because I liked him with his former partner. And I wasn't sure how I was going to feel when I saw him with his new partner.
He was fun to talk to in the mix zone because he said this is number 10 world championships for him. And Lucrezia's one. So he said, I have the zero added on to her one. But they, you know, he talked about the fact of the strong Italian pairs teams and the fact that there were only two here and that they are trying to get that third spot, knowing that there is a team currently sitting at home, not able to compete here because of that spot. And that's Rebecca and Filippo. And so he mentioned that. And yeah, the Italian teams are looking good here, and hopefully they will get that third spot. Right now, they can get it if they stay in those placements they're in, and hopefully that will continue to the free skate so we can get the third spot.
And what I like about Matteo Gorice and Lucrezia Beccari is that, as you said, Matteo was partnered up with Nicole Della Monica before, which decided to quit the sport, and he was not quite ready to do that, so he came back with Lucrezia. But what I love about that team is that they're all extremely supportive of each other. So mm-hmm. until last season, Nicole Della Monica was with them on a Kiss and Cry. And the only reason why we don't see her here is that she's pregnant. So it's really good news for Nicole, but I'm pretty sure that she's supporting Matteo and Lucrezia from home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we should congratulate her on that. That's so wonderful. I've been seeing the photos on Instagram, and she just looks so happy. So I'm sure that once the baby's here and she gets comfortable, she'll be back supporting them again. So let's go on to the women's event. Oh my goodness. Mm. I have to start with this. Luna Hendricks looked like she was on a mission with her short program. I was captivated from the beginning. It was intense, and I just felt like she wanted to go out and prove that she is not only one of the top women skaters in the world, but could be the top women skater in the world.
Yeah, she also talked about, in the mix zone, about she had an injury just before coming into the World Championships. It was a groin that kind of went into her hip, so training was a little bit hard for her. Couldn't tell. That she had been, you know, limited training a few weeks before Worlds. She just looked on fire. That program is a fun program. Maybe not everybody's cup of tea, but it's just, she looks like she has a ball out there. And the way she goes right in front of those judges. I don't know if they like it so much, but I think the fans do. She's currently sitting in first place, but, you know, right below her, Isabel Lovito of the United States, who, you know, didn't have a great U.S. Nationals. Boy, did she come here and deliver a great short program. You know, this is a change of the short program that we've seen since the fall. Mm-hmm. We saw the snake in the fall, and she said she was just not comfortable with that. This is more her style. It's a lyrical. She said it's right in her niche. We had to ask her to explain what her niche is, and she said lyrical. It felt like Isabeau was back. She was actually very excited when we said to her in the mix zone, by the way, you've got a small silver. She goes, I do? She couldn't believe it herself. But yeah, it was really good to see her. And remember during the preview, I said Hyun Lee? Mm-hmm. Let's not count her out.
You did.
Oh boy. Wow. What a great short program for her. Currently sitting in third place. Maybe a surprise for everybody, but I kind of said, remember what happened last year at Worlds? She was on the podium. So hope she'll deliver a good free skate. Where it was very unexpected was Kaori Sakamoto, our world champion, currently sitting in fourth place. After she had that, you know, tentative landing on the triple Lutz there, she was just looked tentative the rest of the way through. Just didn't look like a Kaori program, but don't count her out. It's very close. I think, as Daphne is telling me, it's like half a point between second, third, and fourth. And so, yeah, she's still in the mix. And I bet she will be coming back really strong in the free skate. I think I actually tweeted out a photo. She's got her arm up like she's holding like her fist, and she's ready to take on that free skate on Saturday.
I have to point out the skater I was most excited to see the performance that they had was Young Yu. That was so beautiful. She has not always had, like, I don't think her fall competition season was as solid as what she wanted. Same for Hyun Lee. They did not have the solid fall competition season, which is why I keep saying I think this was really about redemption in some ways for some of these skaters to be able to come out and do this. Young Yu is a beautiful skater and very underrated, and she sits in fifth place. She's a little bit back. She's about 4 points back from Kiari Sakamoto. But again, in the free skate, we'll see what happens. And Chaeyoung Kim, also of Korea. So we have three Korean women in the top six. We'll all be part of the final group of women that we will see tomorrow night.
Yeah. And Young Yu mentioned the comeback of Alyssa Liu. They are really good friends. Actually, she said Alyssa told her in advance that before she made it on posted it on Instagram that she would be coming back. So she actually talked about that in the mix zone, that she's very excited that Alyssa will be coming back. And she also talked about the triple axel. We haven't seen her do the triple axel in a little bit here, but she said it's in her brain. It's just not ready for her to come back with it next season. So hopefully we will see that from her next season. But yeah, I think the change she made in her coaching situation has definitely helped her skating, and it's nice to see her skating well. It's been a little bit since we've seen her really take it and be strong and skate well. So yeah. In my hotel last night, we were coming back and there were two young girls from Cleveland, and we were asking them who their favorite skater was, and they said Amber Glenn. And so we said, you know, they had the little faces on of like that Amber Glenn didn't skate well. But yes, Amber didn't have her best skate here with falling on the triple loop. But I'm confident we're going to see the triple axel on Saturday. She's going to nail that triple axel. And I know she's going to come back strong in that free skate. She's sitting in ninth place, which right now, if she's in ninth and if Isabeau's in second, they're going to get that third spot back for Boston Worlds, which would be great for the U.S. women, especially with, as I just mentioned, Alyssa Liu coming back. That's another one in the mix. And, of course, we have Brady Tennell, who sat out the season with injury, another one. So we want to have the maximum spots, especially for a home world, so that we could send the best three women to the event before an Olympic year, especially, too. But, yeah, so it was disappointing. Amber just said, she mentioned about the rink being kind of on the shorter end, the ice being shorter, and she kind of cut it short. And I think that was what caused her to fall there. But
it's been mentioned, I noticed, on Twitter. Some of the other journalists had talked to athletes who have mentioned the same thing, that it's there's something about the rink size, but I'm not really sure.
And it might have to do with the fact that this is the, as we mentioned in the preview, this is the second biggest hockey rink in the world, and the dimensions are a little different. I think that the rink is a bit longer and a bit squashed in a way. So a few skaters, I was reading online, they came here, of course, well, as every other skaters before the event, and they were more getting used to the new ice rink dimensions rather than, you know, practicing things as the priority, and hopefully that will not be a something that will be an obstacle for them. So hopefully they will still be able to deliver, but surely their minds, I think, are quite aware of the dimension of the ice being different from the one that it would normally skate in.
Well, is there anything else that either of you want to add?
Yeah, I think, you know, we are now halfway through the men. So we have just, we're in the third group of the men's short program. And I did catch a little bit of the skaters earlier, and Donovan Carrillo is currently in first place of Mexico, delivered Quad Sal, opened the program. He was, yeah, great program. He's at a score of 80.19. We do not know if yet he is qualified for the free skate because we are still only at 13 skaters. So we'll have to wait and see who has qualified. But we, yeah, we're in the marathon of the men's short program right now.
And the men's event is quite brutal compared to the other ones because there are 40 skaters, but only 24 spots to the free program. So it's going to be quite a fight between them.
Yeah, I'm already feeling that way a little bit about the ice dance tomorrow because only 20 make it. And there are 36 teams, and so 16 teams are not going to qualify. And I'm sad because I think the level of skating has just grown so much, not only in dance, but in the other disciplines. And it's hard. I mean, I know there's a benchmark and it's been there for a long time, except pairs and dance did have their quota was cut from 24 to 20 a while back. And I think it's time to put it back there because the level of skating has risen to that occasion now. And the opportunity, I think, to include more athletes that are skating at a high level, I think we shouldn't discourage that at this point. But I think that is it. We have wrapped up the first day of competition, told you a little bit about the second day of competition. But that brings us to the end of our episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm Daphne.
And I'm Gina.
And I'm Matteo.
And you've been listening to This Week in Skating.
Have an eyes week.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.